This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new Colorado law will let motorcyclists ride in the space between lanes. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart reports.
That thing motorcyclists do when they weave in between cars is called lane splitting or lane filtering. Colorado will be the sixth state to allow this behavior, but only under certain circumstances. The other motor vehicles must be stationary, the lanes must be wide enough to pass safely, and the motorcyclist must not exceed 15 miles per hour. Studies show health and safety benefits for bikers who are allowed to lane split. The new law will take effect August 7th. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
NASA has chosen a Colorado space company to lead a team working on the next generation of lunar rovers for astronauts to use in upcoming missions to the moon. Lunar Outpost is leading a team that also includes Lockheed Martin and General Motors. Two other teams were chosen for this initial contract, and NASA expects to choose only one finalist. Denver native Chauncey Billups is elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. He played for CU Boulder before being drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1997. Billups played for eight teams in 17 years, including the Denver Nuggets and the NBA champion Detroit Pistons in 2004. Former Denver Nugget Walter Davis was also elected to the Hall of Fame. Davis died last year. Some Colorado school children won't be allowed to watch the solar eclipse at school today. The St. Vrain Valley School District says none of its 31,000 students are permitted to watch the eclipse outside, even with special glasses. The district says there are safety risks. The ban doesn't sit well with Colorado astronomers like Jeffrey Bennett.
My reaction is disappointment. This opportunity to see an eclipse like this in Colorado isn't coming again until 2045. For kids to miss this, to see this thing with their own eyes, it's really a shame.
NASA says watching a total or partial eclipse with certified solar glasses is safe. And we will be watching the eclipse safely this afternoon with special news coverage starting at noon. This is CPR News.